breaking down the Washington Redskins today. I'm Justin Plaski, the most fair and just commish in all of the land, as we take a look at the Washington Redskins today. As we continue, 32 teams in 32 days is what it's been. 32 days of the NFL draft right here at JoeBucksFan.com. We're going to take a look at the Redskins. They get their quarterback in Donovan McNabb, giving up a second-round pick this year and a draft pick next year. And that really leaves the Redskins with not a lot of picks this year. So they've got to really make do with what they've got here with the fourth overall selection. A trade down would probably be the most logical move for the Redskins in acquiring more draft picks. But is that really the Bruce Allen way? With the fourth overall selection, the Redskins could look in a few areas, but really the main area would be at offensive tackle. The Russell Okung versus Trent Williams will be the big debate with the fourth overall pick. We're starting to hear now that Trent Williams might be a better fit for Mike Shanahan's offense because he's more athletic. I don't know. I mean, I've seen Russell Okung on film, and guy's athletic. He's damn athletic, and he reminds me a lot of Ryan Clady when he was at Boise State. So I don't understand why. And Clady was the last first-round pick that Mike Shanahan had with the Denver Broncos. So if Clady fit for him there, I don't understand why Russell Okung wouldn't fit for Mike Shanahan here with the fourth overall selection. Obviously, when you don't have a lot of draft picks, the Redskins could look to trade down, especially if a team like the Detroit Lions were to take Okung or take an offensive tackle. All of a sudden, you look and you've got Ndamukong Suh or you've got Gerald McCoy on the board, and maybe a team is looking to trade up. Maybe a team's looking to trade up to get Eric Berry. There's different possibilities there. The ideal move for the Redskins would be to move down and acquire more draft picks. Other than that, offensive tackle, offensive line is the biggest need that the Redskins have. And now without a second-round pick and forfeiting that and really not having a lot of picks in this entire draft, they're going to have to find a way to get an offensive lineman. And if they can't trade down and acquire more draft picks, they're going to have to take an offensive tackle. They have to take an offensive tackle with this pick, because if they don't, all of a sudden Donovan McNabb is going to be running for his life next year. Their best offensive lineman was Chris Samuels, who wasn't even that good. He retired. They have nobody along their offensive line. They're not young. They're old. They're not good. So you have to address it. I don't see another way to go about it. The only other option that the Redskins might have would be to trade Albert Haynesworth and somehow get a second-round pick. But even at that point, you should still take an offensive tackle probably in the first round and then maybe grab a guard in the second round. That's what the Redskins have to do. So, I don't know how to break it down any more simple than that. They got their quarterback. They got their coach. Now they just got to find a way to protect that quarterback. They got plenty of running backs with Clinton Portis. They bring in Willie Parker and Larry Johnson. So they got their running backs. They still got those young receivers, start leading the way with Devin Thomas. They got Santana Moss on the other side. So they have the weapons. Chris Cooley at tight end, Fred Davis at tight end. So they have the weapons at the for the quarterback. They just got to find a way to give Donovan McNabb some time to throw the ball and also be able to open up some running lanes for those running backs. So offensive line, the biggest need for the Redskins as we enter the draft just a few days away. Tomorrow we're going to take a look at the Bucs, and we're going to break it down quickly because we've been breaking down the Bucs so much, but we'll just give you the summary of what we've come up with so far as we continue to count it down. The third pick in the draft tomorrow, your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's going to be broken down right here at JoeBucksFan.com.